What's happening in your Hancock Parks? We'll find out. Your Country Now 100.5. WKXA, Rex Howard, WTO11, the weather, sunshine, 81 today. Details coming up. In from the Hancock Park District, Michelle Rumschlag. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you noticed any birds going south? I don't know. It seems kind of early. The migration of birds.
Some of them do start. Yeah. There's some waterfowl, and there's some different ones that do start heading. It sounds kind of weird. But,
I thought maybe the cooler weather got them going
it's not,
south.
It's not weather. It's the daylight. I mean, last night, right. I haven't looked. I don't know if we are officially less than an 8 o'clock sunset, but I noticed
we're pretty
it
close.
Right. So it's the shortening of the daylight, which technically happens after the first day of summer in June. We slowly get less and less, but that's what triggers animals to, I have to do things to get ready for winter.
Let's go south.
I.e., let's go south.
It's amazing. So, it shows up on radar. That's what I see.
Right,
those.
I've been seeing those on Facebook and stuff because there's just a mass, access to.
Let's go.
So certain species will leave at certain times. And same thing with hibernation. They'll just at certain times start to hibernate. So still seeing lots of birds, but yes, they're definitely starting to head south.
So you've got things gearing up for September. Here we go. What's coming up?
Well, coming up this week, actually tomorrow, we're doing a program on Pokeberry Inc. And this is Wednesday, September 3rd, out at Litzenberg Memorial Woods, meeting in the shelter at 6 o'clock. And so this is a plant. It's a native plant. The berries are starting to turn purple now. But don't eat them. They are poison. Don't eat any berry outside. Let me just cover that. If you don't know what it is,
don't eat it.
Don't eat it, and then you know you're safe. But pokeberry is
well, how do the birds know?
Poisonous. Birds are different because they don't. We have a slow digestive process, and so with birds, it still could be poisonous. But because they digest so fast, it might not have time to sit in for some of them.
Okay.
So just don't eat the berries. Don't eat the berries and you're good. So this is a plant that grows around now. Might see it as a weed plant. But pioneers would have used it to create ink. One of the things they would have used to create ink. So we're going to learn, or you're going to learn how to identify the pokeberry. Again, how some of those other plants were used besides that to create ink. There's no cost, no registration. It's for ages 8 and up. Again, we don't want little kids there to think, you know. They kind of do like little blueberries. It's a dark, deep purple kind of thing. So, again, wear clothes that can get stained. It's going to be a messy process. But, if you want to learn more about the pokeberry plant and how to make pokeberry ink, it's Wednesday, September 3rd at 6 p.m., meeting at the shelter at Litzenberg Memorial Woods.
Very good. Yeah. And you have a plant sale coming up a week from Saturday.
We do. So I believe this is our fourth year. So our native plant sale, on the 13th, again, taking place at Oakwoods Nature Preserve there at the Discovery Center. So the plant sale, starting at 9 o'clock, will take place on the porch. And then inside of the Discovery Center, we're going to have some information about native plants, why it's good to plant native plants, how it's good for the wildlife. At 9:30, we're going to have a presentation about planting those different things that will attract butterflies and bees. We're also going to have a hike at 11 o'clock, again, to go out and look at some of those different native things. And then it's just supplies while they last with our native plants. So there's no trees. It's mainly going to be like your wildflowers and smaller plants like that. Again, there's no registration, so just head on out if you want to buy something native to plant in your yard. Or in your flower beds. And it runs from 9 until noon. And so just stop on by on the 13th to grab your native plants.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a busy couple of weeks. You've got a lot of the school kids coming out, spending all week in some of the parks.
So out at Litzenberg, we coordinate our programs with some of their standards. So we do a big program called History Comes Alive, and that is with fourth graders who learn Ohio history. So, that'll be taking place in a couple weeks. But and just let everybody know, all of our fall programming is now on the website, which is hancockparks.com. So we're going over September, but September, October, November is out there. Also want to let everybody know, yesterday was our last day for our Zonta-Lending summer rentals. But we do have some self-guided fall floats coming up starting mid-October. So when the fall color's out, that is by registration. It's on the calendar. It's your special float starting at 1 o'clock. You go out for 2 hours. And then we have single kayaks or canoes that you can sign up for. And then with our canoes, it's just double occupancy. So it's just for two adults on there. If you still want to go out on your own, you can always call the office. And if we have staff, we can try to get you on the water. And then pedal boats are done for the season. We don't, we'll be putting those in storage until next year. But yeah, so there's still opportunities if you missed or if you came out this summer. We thank you for that. It was a great weekend this weekend. I'm not sure how many people were on the boats, but and for the fair. I'm liking this fall-like weather.
Wasn't it wonderful?
Yes.
It still is next couple days. So.
Right.
All good. Michelle Roomslaw again, Hancock Park District. Check it out, hancockparks.com. Oh. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA.